Track 9, The Mardler, a roundup of stray news and previews from around the county.
Golf Day raises £25,000 for Mind. A golf day at Sprowston Manor in memory of Colin Davison raised £25,000 for the charity Mind. It was organised by his sons, Johnny and Andy, along with right-hand man Lewis Keane, who wanted to do something positive to try to help others. Main sponsors were TM Brown Limited, who are friends and colleagues of Colin, along with significant contributions from Miners and Brady Estate Agents, Oakley Watches, The Body Centre Limited, MKM Building Supplies, DMD Group, Buff Construction and Keane Flooring. A number of other smaller local businesses supported the event. There was a shotgun start. Monzu wood-fired pizzas to fuel the golfers, followed by a barbecue with acoustic singing from Charlie Sad, a raffle and auction, finishing with DJ Dylan Alexander in the evening. It's going to be an annual event, and any businesses looking to get involved can contact Johnny via JWD Plumbing and Heating. Said Johnny, "I hope I made you proud, Dad. We miss you and love you."
40 years of Howe Hill Trust. A landmark thatched house that has taught the joy of Norfolk Broad's nature and history to thousands of children and adults has celebrated a major milestone. Supporters of the Howe Hill Trust turned out to toast the 40th anniversary of the Environmental Study Centre at Ludham being run by the current charity. It's hosted day and residential courses for students and adults, focusing on the ecology and heritage of the local landscape of river, marsh and woodland. To mark the four decades, the charity invited more than 60 guests who've been involved with the centre's proud past and gave them an insight into its future.
A new chair for Norfolk's Lord Taverners. Gary Towers has retired as chair of the Norfolk Lords Taverners after setting up and running the local region of the National Cricketing Charity 12 years ago. Prominent local businessman Jonathan Hook has taken over, having joined the committee 8 years ago. Jonathan is founder and CEO of Norwich Accountancy and McKinney's Whiskey. He is an Aussie, and like most of them, he loves his cricket. The Lords Taverners, which was set up in 1950 by cricket-loving actors, helps to support young people through various fundraising activities and schemes. Gary and fellow sports enthusiast Gordon Smart joined the organisation following a presentation by cricketer Matthew Fleming at the Strangers Club in Norwich.